wake up in the morning, the dogs are barking, birds are singing. New day dawning, and I'm so worried about everything. Thank God I'm breathing, and I still got my wedding ring. Time is fleeting, and I'm so worried about everything. Oh, Eliza, you try so hard, you don't see nothing. Blue horizon, and you're expecting rain. Lift your eyes and you just might find you see something good. Eliza, little Liza, oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane. This world still got half a chance, still got half a voice that's singing, still doing that doomsday dance. I'm so worried about everything. Swing around the one-way track like you're ringing round a rosy. Alamin left and you can't go back. Do-si-do, do-si-do. Eliza, you try so hard, you don't see nothing. Blue horizon, you're expecting rain. Your eyes and you just might find you see something good. Eliza, little Liza, oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane. Blue horizon, you're expecting rain. Lift your eyes and you just might find you see something good. Eliza, little Liza, oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane. I'm so worried about everything. Dogs are barking, birds are singing. I'm so worried about everything.
Eliza Gilkison on Roots Down from Public Radio WVTF in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Along with you. Jim Henry on mandolin.
Hello.
Smoking.
Thank you guys for coming in. I do appreciate it. Tell me about that song and the Grammy-nominated album from which it comes.
Well, the record is called The Nocturne Diaries, and it was a bunch of songs that turned out later when I looked at them. I realized I'd written them all at night, and so that's why I called it The Nocturne Diaries, because the things that come to you at night are often the things that you kind of avoid during the day, and it's things that you worry about, things you put off thinking about, and you know, for me, that has a lot to do with the condition of the world and the future for my grandkids, and you know, those things come up for me at night. And so that song was written sort of at the very tail end of a long night of thinking about things. And I think I was just sick of myself. I was just like, God, you know, your blue horizon, you're expecting rain. It was a beautiful day that was about to come upon the, you know, in Texas. And I was just thinking, you know, dark thoughts. And so I think I was just trying to pull myself up by my bootstraps.
Well, are the songs you write at night more personal and more honest?
I think there's an honesty there. And in some ways, they're less personal because they involve my feelings about things. But I think I'm more thinking about the broader state of, because in my own personal life, my life is great. You know, my personal life is the best it's ever been. But the world, it scares me. You know, what's happening in the world scares me. So I think though during the day when I'm just thinking about my own life and doing my business, I'm happy, you know. But at night, I worry about the future. I worry about what kind of world is coming for the people I care about.
Let's talk about that and folk music. You started during the time when that was important for folk musicians to comment on current affairs, on the culture, the way things are going. What does that mean to you as far as a thread going through your music and your activism? I know that you're very active. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, thank you for noticing. Because there's a big difference between what they're calling Americana now and folk music. And people ask me how do you label yourself? And you know, a lot of people, the last thing they want to be is a folk singer, but it's the first thing I want to be because it has that wonderful roots in sociopolitical commentary. It's been, you know, very very much part of lots of different social movements. So it fits for me that I be a folk singer, and it feels really natural to me. So I think that's where that came from for me.
And so your activism goes beyond the music.
Yes, because I teach songwriting classes, and I tell people, you know, have a great life, have an interesting life. Don't sit around trying to think of things to write songs about. Have a great life that puts you in front of interesting people and interesting events, and care about what's going on in the world around you. Then there's always material. There's always something to write about.
So another song from the album.
Turn off the harsh glare of the flat screen blue light. Turn off the hardware. Get it out of my sight. And turn your face to hold me tonight, like there's no tomorrow. No tomorrow. Forget the dishes. Leave them stacked in the sink. Tonight my great wish is that I won't have to think. Just let your sweet kisses drive me over the, like there's no tomorrow. No tomorrow. Thank you. don't hold anything back. Find the holes in the ceiling. We can slip through the cracks, and I'll hold on to you till the world fades to black, like there's no tomorrow. No.
No Tomorrow, Eliza Gilkison in the studio, Roots Down. WVTF, is that song all about living in the moment?
That is exactly right, you know, and that's one of the things I think that comes up at night, you know, is the realization, I think, of mortality, and that your only the time, your moments here are precious, and moments with your loved ones are precious, that you don't know how much time you'll have together. And so there's this mortality, almost when you're older, it sort of becomes almost like the backdrop to your life, and it changes how you live, and the priorities and shift. And it's actually, I think, a very positive thing to recognize that your time is limited.
Well, let's talk about some other positive things, maybe some lighter things.
No, we're just getting started.
Let's talk about Walt Disney movies. Now,
I can tell you the dark side of that, too.
Oh. I'm sure it's there. Your father, Terry Gilkison, an accomplished songwriter. His song has been performed and recorded by many artists, and wrote for Disney. Can you tell us about that one song that everybody knows that he wrote, and what has happened to it recently?
Well, my dad wrote The Bare Necessities of Life, and he, you know, he was a lot like Baloo himself. He was very much in the moment, very charismatic, very fun, and you know, not always available. So there are some similarities there in their characters. You know, self-centric, but he was a great dad at the same time. He was a lot of fun, and for, you know, musician dad, he was a pretty great one, especially in that time period, the 50s, you know, when it was not easy, I think, to sort of try to be a typical, you know, 50s style parent when secretly you were a musician, you know, a songwriter. It was interesting. I think he really kind of pretended to be a normal guy, and he really wasn't.
Well, that song, Bare Necessities, from The Jungle Book, was nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah, I actually went with him to the Academy Awards, and Louis Armstrong sang it. Yeah.
Wow.
We were in the front row seat. Yeah, I was just a teenager, and my dad and took me to the award ceremony when he's up for the Academy Award. He didn't win, but no one remembers the song that won. They all remember The Bare Necessities. It was the better song, I have to say, without, you know, of course I'm prejudiced, but also it was, I think, in the long run, the better song.
And of course, Phil Harris is singing of it for the movie. Now we have the new Jungle Book, which is supposed to be absolutely amazing visually. However,
yeah.
Baloo's voice is Bill Murray, and Bill Murray is not a singer.
I'm surprised that's the direction they went with it. You know, I'm sorry to hear that, because it was so swinging in the old movie, and Phil Harris was obviously having so much fun with the part. And I've read interviews, or actually I think there's some on YouTube, interviews with Phil Harris just talking about how much when they asked him to be the part of Baloo, he didn't think he could do it, and they brought him in there, and he just started having so much fun with the character and his swing. And I love the sort of hip hip cat beat thing that they did in the early Disney one. This one, I'm sure, is going to be powerful and overwhelming graphically, but there was a very simple sweetness with that, with the original animated film, that I think it would be hard to beat. I remember going with, finally going to see it at, years after it had been out. I didn't see it at first, and I went, like, I don't know, 20 years later, and all the kids in the theater were singing the song. I thought, my God, he really has written something that's every 10 years when Disney re-releases it, it's just a whole new generation. It's quite an amazing song, yeah.
Do you ever hear your father's voice coming out in your music?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, and he, because he was a great melody writer, and also wasn't afraid of a dark chord progression, you know, he could go minor key, no problem. And so, you know, that suits a folk singer style just fine. So I hear whole melodic, I'll hear a little melodic line going through one of my songs, and I'll think, or I'll want to write in that, and I'll think, where have I heard that before? And I'll realize I'm stealing from my dad. Yeah, absolutely. And also, he had a strict song structure, and I actually, you know, felt like in some ways it limited me, because I found myself wanting to stay within that song structure. And I've over the years made major efforts to kind of break out of the sort of verse chorus, solo, you know, chorus out kind of thing that you can get hung up in songwriting. And so I've really kind of pushed myself to break out of my dad's, chord structure overlay.
Wow. Well, let's hear another song, your choice on this one. The previous one, No Tomorrow, was my request, and thank you for doing requests. Oh. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's great. Wait, I do them at my shows, too, actually. My whole second set is now all requests.
Oh, great.
So I just have them come up, and I have a pen and paper, and they just write the second. It's really fun.
That's fantastic. Well, Eliza, Jim, thank you guys for coming in and spending some time with me today doing this session. It's been fun.
Thanks for having us.
What are we going to close with?
I think we're going to do this song from the new record. This is called Touchstone. It's just a love song. And this was the first one I wrote for the record late at night. When shadows fall where you lie sleeping, in that dark hour before the dawn, you're breathing calm, your lone heart beating. Give me the strength to carry on. My darling one, you are my touchstone, my guiding light when I'm alone. Your love shines through this world's obstructions. The road to you is my journey home. My heart's been claimed since we came together. The girl I was, I can't recall. Your love has changed me for the better, the way that love can change us all. My darling one, you are my touchstone, my guiding light when I'm alone. Your love shines through this world's obstructions. The road to you is my journey home. Go, and one stays behind, then we will know we kept love's promise and wasted not our precious time. My darling one, you are my touchstone, my guiding light when I'm alone. Your love shines through this world's obstructions. The road to you is my journey home. My journey.